You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is November 9th, 2023, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to give the YouTube channel some love, and then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love, and then make sure you follow me on all the different social medias and check out the links down below. So welcome to episode 91. Oh my gosh, we are now officially in the last days of 2023. So I have been a busy little bee, and I have been working on my book. And with my book has come a lot of ups, downs, in-betweens, and a huge learning curve. So first and foremost, what I have had to do is a lot of research on like ISBNs, which is the book barcode on the back of books and stuff like that. And looking at all the different publishing options, like if I went through Amazon, there's a whole process for that. If I went through Barnes & Noble, there's a whole process for that. If I wanted to use like a publisher or a publishing house, like Random House or Penguin Books or, you know, any of those, then there's fees and all kinds of crap associated with that. And Amazon gives you a quote-unquote ISBN number, but it's an Amazon identification number, and so it's not the same. Like, you can only sell your book within Amazon utilizing that number, and so I want to be able to use like my own ISBN so that I could sell it anywhere, still have it published through Amazon, so then that way it automatically goes into the marketplace and is automatically offered on Kindle and stuff like that. And then I went on to Reddit and started looking at self-publishing and stuff over there and got a lot of really good ideas. So over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've been just formatting my book, trying to figure out if I want to do a little bit of writing every day or if I want to do how I have been, where I take an excerpt, put it on social media, and then update my book with said excerpt. So I don't know. I'm still trying to figure all that out and the ins and outs and everything else, but the website came together fairly okay. Right now it's just a landing page collecting emails for a newsletter and stuff like that, so then that way I can let people know when the book is available and so on and so forth. Doing some like back end tweakings on that, and as soon as I'm ready to launch and release the URL, you know, you guys are gonna be the first to hear about it. But along with the book, or along with that website, not only is it about the book, it has about me section. And then it also has a section for book reviewers and stuff to sign up to review the book. And I still got to try to figure out what I want to do in regards to that with that. So a lot of things kind of noodling around in the head right now and just trying to get it all situated and put together. My sister's boyfriend's dad is in the process of doing his own book also, and already has his ISBN number and all that other stuff. So I think I'm going to pick his brain whenever I get to see him next. But yeah, so I'm also just doing a lot of crafting and just kind of like winding down from all the activities there in October and still having to like get ready for the holidays and things like that. So, yeah. What do y'all have been up to? I would love to hear. Also, tomorrow night, which is Friday, November 10th, is going to be the release of The Marvels, which is the newest installment of Marvel movies from, well, Marvel Studios. And so, I have plans to go see that with a friend of mine, and am really looking forward to that. Like, she's my ride or die when it comes to movies and stuff like that. So, yeah, just really looking forward to that. And, been watching a lot of, like, old school movies. Like, last night, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to watch. So, I put into VLC Media Player, The Addams Family, Beetlejuice, Rob Zombie's 31, and, like, two other movies. And I just hit random and let it choose for me. And it chose The Addams Family. I was like, yes, good choice. And The Addams Family, the very first Addams Family movie with Raul Julia and Angelica Houston, will always hold a very special place in my heart, because when it came out, I got to watch it on the plane going to Hawaii for the very first time. And I thought that that was just amazing, that I got to see a in-theater movie on my very first plane trip going to Hawaii for my very first time. And so it was like a whole like week of firsts. So it was pretty awesome. So yeah, that movie will always hold a special place in my heart. The night before that, I watched Beetlejuice, and I can't believe that that movie is so old. Like, I remember being a kid when that first came out. My biological egg donor had a movie store, and so we were like the first people to get the movies for our area, which our little town was like maybe 100 people. And between the three towns that were there, it was maybe 400 people total. And so we always had like all these brand new movies and stuff like that, and did like little movie premieres and things. So, yeah, I just love Beetlejuice, and I'm kind of glad that they never made part two, because Beetlejuice part two, the original scripting for that was that they went to Hawaii and like had this whole haunted Hawaiian trip type situation, and it just sounded like it was going to be jumping the shark or whatever. But yeah, so entertainment wise that's what I've been doing. And then today I also went to another YMCA. Ours was closed yesterday and it's supposed to be open tomorrow, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it is. But oh my god, the sheer amount of differences between our facility and the facility that I went to was staggering. Their locker rooms were much larger. The pool space, oh my god, the fucking pool space was ginormous. Like, they had three separate pool spaces. They had a 4-foot space for like a kid's pool, and then they had the lane for lap swimmers. That pool went down to 12 feet, and then they had a jacuzzi, then they had a dry sauna and a steam sauna. They also had a gymnasium with workout equipment and all kinds of other stuff. Like, I didn't get a chance to tour the full facility. The only things that I really had kind of a moment with is the fact that in the locker rooms there was very little maneuverability space. And also the showers were kind of like county jail type showers, where it was a bunch of nozzles on a central post and you push a button and this water came shooting at you with like the force of God or whatever, and then it shut off like 60 seconds later. The other aspect of it that I was kind of upset with was that their pool had like a film or some kind of algae growing in it. So where our pool, you can like get a good foot grip and you don't slip or whatever. This pool, I was slipping and sliding on the bottom of the, pool and wasn't really able to do any of the exercises or the routines that I normally would. So, you know, that was just my own personal critiques of it, but, you know, you go from only knowing one thing to another, then of course you're going to like be able to pick out all the flaws of like your familiarities versus what you are just being exposed to. But the entire staff was just amazing, really great people, very welcoming. Just a few things that I saw that I didn't care for and thought that it should be addressed. But you know, those are my own personal nitpickings. And also today I'm hanging out with my sister's boyfriend and we are gonna do some shopping. He's gonna take me around, do some grocery shopping, and we're gonna go to Goodwill and then also grab something to eat, and he has a few places that he wants to go, so just gonna make a day of it and call it good. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, but thank you for listening this far, if you've made it this far, and thank you for listening. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and follow. Like I said in the beginning of all of this, go check out youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe and check out HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com and follow me on all the socials, and stay tuned for more information about the book. If you got questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comments section down below, and I will talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.